Locking horns can lead to trouble. David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. Sportsman Spotlight team member Tommy Allen and his brother-in-law went deer hunting, and after doing some serious glassing, came upon a pretty good group of deer.
Kind of one of those unique situations where myself and my brother-in-law each had a buck tag and a second deer tag, which is actually a doe tag. And we went out and we just ended up seeing a whole bunch of deer in this one area. And so we spotted a nice buck bedded down. And then we had another decent buck that's off in a distance. Well, eventually they gathered together and grouped up and they started locking horns with each other. My brother and I both laid on our bellies and we had a range to just under 300 yards and we're kind of arguing on who gets the bigger one, but we ended up shooting the big one and then got the other one. And then we actually filled our doe tags after we got those. So we had all the deer down in the same area right off the bat. And so that, you know what they say, the fun ends after you pull the trigger. So we had to field dress all four and get them out of there. And I had to let them all from the four-wheeler. But it was a pretty unique hunt.
When you got the two bucks, did they actually have their horns locked together?
Well, the first one was, and they weren't really going at it like they're fighting. They're just kind of bumping heads, playing around. So I don't know what, you know, if they're just goofing off with each other or what the deal is, but it gave us enough time to belly crawl up about 30 yards to where we could get to a better place to shoot from and lucked out where they're both broadside, really clean, ethical shots on them.
Tommy's an ethical and experienced outdoorsman. I would expect nothing less than an ethical shot. Good luck to everybody on your hunting ventures, and be safe.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.